In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
In an increasingly data-driven world, soon even drones will have data plans as Verizon continues to reach for the skies. Literally. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So soon, Verizon will offer data plans for drones. This is a big step that would allow pilots to connect their devices to the Verizon network, and then they'd be able to stream and transmit other data to a computer or smartphone on the ground. As it stands today, drones mainly utilize public airwaves via a standard remote control, which is then secured by a wire or by a Bluetooth to a device that connects to the internet. A little more complicated, this aims to simplify it and take some important steps into future drone and regulation considerations. Let's break it all down right now with Ryan Knutson, who broke the story for the Journal and joins us right now. Hi, Ryan.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. So I have to say, upon seeing this story, my first initial gut reaction is this going to be less than my data plan? I was looking at my phone bill in tears. So how will these plans compare to what's out there right now?
Well, the drone plans are sort of, roughly speaking, in line with the prices that consumers pay for data. It's $25 for 1 gigabyte and $80 for 10 gigabytes. Of course, the cost of the drone, I imagine, is probably going to be a lot more than the cost of
there
the smartphone. That doesn't include, you know, smartphones have these other sorts of fees and things that go along with it. But generally speaking, it's kind of roughly the same amount of data. But this is all really sort of experimental. Verizon kind of wants to open the door to see what companies will want to do, what they'll want to try, and how the business evolves. And they hope that that'll help inform the discussion about how should we regulate these things and what should the business models be. And it's all very early days for drones.
So it's an important step. So let's talk about the capability now. So now that these drones have these data plans, what will it allow them to do essentially?
Well, there's two things that Verizon and the rest of the sort of broader industry is interested in. The first is sort of the more practical, obvious thing for Verizon. I think they can actually put a cell antenna in the belly of the drone and then fly it around and use it as like a flying cell tower. And they can use that during emergencies. If there's some cell sites down after a hurricane or something like that, you can kind of quickly fly this in. That's all still in the very early stages, but it's the technology works. They did a demonstration of this yesterday in New Jersey. With the data plans, the other application of it is connecting the drone to the internet, so to speak. So if a drone's flying around, you know, normally there's a link between the drone and the pilot, but this will allow the drone also to transmit data over the cellular network to the broader internet. So an analyst that's sitting hundreds of miles away in a computer terminal will also be able to plug into the drone and see what it's seeing or see the data that it's getting. So the thinking is that this would be really useful for drones that are inspecting oil pipelines, that are, you know, flying along and sending pictures back, or wildfires, let's say, you know, or anything that might require any kind of remote sensory analysis or anything like that.
So those are the kind of companies that would best, you know, work with that kind of...
Yeah, Verizon is targeting this at its Internet of Things, to enterprise companies, to big businesses that want to attach to this. You know, but if the business model evolves, this will require some regulatory changes. But if the business model evolves, you know, it could be, I mean, consumers presumably could get in on this in the future as well for, I mean, who knows? That
right.
You know, home monitoring, or I don't even know what other kinds of things people might be able to come up with if they can connect their drone to the internet.
Let's talk about what it means for dollars in revenue. Is this promising in that area as well?
It definitely could be. I mean, the wireless companies are facing a lot of slowing growth. The wireless units inside these old phone companies used to be the hot growing thing, and now everybody's got a smartphone and there's more price competition between the four national carriers. And so they're all looking for what is the next thing that we can attach to the network that will drive revenue. The Internet of Things is the thing that a lot of them are talking about. We can connect all of these devices everywhere. But that's sort of a difficult business model because a lot of things that you connect, I mean, people are like, whatever, a connected refrigerator, like, what is that going to be? And even you can connect your refrigerator to your Wi-Fi. A drone is a mobile thing that the cell network can't will be the best thing for it, rather than Wi-Fi certainly wouldn't be the case. And also the rates that they're charging look like it could be a potential revenue stream. The question is, how many drones will there be?
Right.
If UPS and FedEx and Amazon and all these companies have tens of thousands of delivery drones, that could actually potentially be a pretty significant revenue source. Right now, revenue from just connected devices and Internet of Things is pretty small. It's almost microscopic for the carriers in terms of the fact that they're $130+ billion a year companies. But it is growing at a pretty rapid clip. So there is some promise there that this could be a real revenue source for carriers going forward.
Right. So this is an important first step. We covered it on this podcast just recently. You know, there's talk of delivery drones, autonomous delivery drones.
Yes.
And, you know, you mentioned how it's a stepping stone and how to iron out these regulations. Could this benefit that whole realm as well?
Yes. That is probably the most promising and most interesting thing about connecting drones to the Internet. Is right now, federal regulations require that the pilot of the drone be in sight of the drone, and the drone is not supposed to fly above 400 feet unless there's a special permit. But in the future, there's a lot of hope and expectation that drones can become fully autonomous or at least remotely piloted, you know, from farther away and be used in delivery, you know, systems. So a truck might drive down the street and the drones are out flying off the drone, flying off the truck, picking up packages and dropping them on doorsteps. That would require those drones to have connectivity so that they know where they are, know where they're supposed to go. They can communicate with a centralized location. And that's going to require a wireless connection. And the existing cellular network is the most logical thing for the drones to connect to. So Verizon stepping in here and actually saying, hey, we're going to like get this business off the ground and let people start doing this.
Right.
The autonomous functionality of it is still not allowed from a regulatory point of view, but these sort of early steps will inform how that'll work, because they'll get some practice. They'll see how these things connect, what kinds of technological changes they might need to make before they can do the fully autonomous thing when the regulations open up for that.
It'll be interesting to see how this will all play out. Ryan Knutson, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
You can check out the full article at WSJ.com for some more details. That wraps up the tech news briefing for right now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.